Tonight is another event, the Evening of Dance, which is Ketchikan Theater Ballet's big production of the year, or one of them. And joining me this morning is one of the senior dancers, Katie Dossett. And thank you, Katie, for being here. How long have you been involved with Ketchikan Theater Ballet?
Dancing with them since I was about 6 years old, so about 15 years or so.
And when you
12 years ago.
Yeah. And when you started out, did you really want to dance? Was it something kind of your parents made you do, or why did you get involved?
I was originally in gymnastics, and my parents thought that ballet was a bit safer, and so I didn't really enjoy ballet my first year, and then I got a present after my first year dancing, and I thought, I want to stick with this, and then I have ever since, and now I really love it.
When you say you got a present, what does that mean?
A Barbie doll after the first performance.
Ah, so there was a reward.
Yes.
And you were six at that time?
Yeah.
Yeah. And over the years, a lot of people think, oh, it's a ballet group, but you learn different types
of things. Yeah, we do. There's jazz and tap also, and then we do some contemporary and modern dance, and we learn quite a few different styles.
And how has your experience been over time? I mean, has your feelings about it changed over time? And how?
Yeah, when I was little, I mean, I liked it and it was okay. And then, but as I've gone, it's just part of my life, and it's something that I always do, and I couldn't imagine not doing it.
So this is your final year, is that correct?
Yeah, my senior year. Yep.
And do you have further performances, or is this the last performance for you?
After this performance, we have one more in May, the spring performance, and then that will be it. Yeah.
Okay. And what do you plan to do, I guess, after?
Well, I'm going to college to study marine biology, but I really want to continue dancing either in a studio where I'm going or maybe even minor in dance.
And you are in tonight's performance. Can you talk a little bit about the performance happening tonight and your role in that?
Yeah, I'm doing three of the dances. One of the dances I'm in is Before My Time, and that one is choreographed by Desiree. And then the second one I'm in is In This Shirt by Jess. And then the last piece I'm in is Fosse's Frolic by Carol. And Fosse's Frolic is a fun, upbeat one that's... it's we're cowgirls just having fun. And then In This Shirt is kind of missing somebody, like a longing for wanting them back. And then Before My Time is a piece that Desiree did for her mother. So.
Okay, and Desiree is the executive director
yes.
of Ketchikan Theater Ballet, and also Carol, is it Schaefer?
Carol
She's still Schaefer.
Schaefer?
Okay,
yes.
Carol Schaefer, and Jess. I'm sorry, I'm blanking on her last name. Anyway, they are some of the instructors there. And is this the evening tonight, is it a variety of different dances?
Yes, there is tap and jazz, and then there's point pieces also for ballet.
Is this specifically for the senior company, or are there younger dancers as part of this too?
Yeah, it's senior company, junior company, and then junior prep company, which is ballet 6 and 7, and then junior company is ballet 8, and senior company is ballet 9.
How does it feel kind of coming to the end of your dancing here? How does that sort of feel?
It's kind of sad, but it's happy at the same time because it's fun to look back at all the stuff that I've done with KTB, but it's sad that I'll be leaving everyone, like all the friends that I've made in it and stuff.
Are there any memorable, I mean, other than the Barbie doll, are there any specific performances over the years that maybe stood out most to you of the ones you enjoyed doing the most?
I don't know. I really like a lot of the dances. I really like Nutcracker, and this year's Nutcracker, I really enjoyed doing Dewdrop Fairy, and that one is one that really sticks out for me.
Okay, and you said you're heading off to study marine biology
yes.
and hoping to still stick with dance. Do you see as dance in a career a possible path at some point? Or
I don't think I'll pursue it as a career, but I do want to just keep dancing for fun. So.
All right. Is there a particular style of dance that you prefer?
I really like ballet. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else you wanted to... Oh, I think I understand that there's some sort of New York trip?
Yes. We're going to New York the second week of March, and We will be there for about a week, and we'll be taking dance classes at different studios there, like Alvin and Ailey. We're going to be watching a bunch of shows. We're going to be watching the Rockettes and getting a tour with them. And then, yeah, we're just going to see, we're going to see quite a few shows, like Chicago and Les Mis and The Lion King and Aladdin. So.
Okay, sounds like that will be fun.
Yeah.
All right, well, I don't know if you say good luck or break a leg to a dancer. I'm not sure what the rules are. But we'll see you on stage tonight. And again, that's doors open. Is it at 7 p.m.?
The show starts at 7 p.m.
Okay, yeah. Show starts at 7 p.m. That's at the K-High Auditorium. And there is a pasta dinner fundraiser beforehand at 5. Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else you wanted to add?
Nope.
All right, well, thank you very much for being here. Katie Dossett, who is one of the dancers in tonight's performance. Again, lots of things coming up tonight and this whole weekend. So you can go to the Arts Council website, First City Players website, or check out the KRBD website to look at calendars of events.